Just a couple updates. I am currently writing the next book that is estimated to be released in September. It's going to have a lot of interesting concepts and everything. So it's going to teach you how to think like a watchmaker. If you want to find out more information, take a look at the link in the description. And without further ado, let's get started. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we're going to go over everything you need to know about a tourbillon. So we're going to keep it ultra simple for all of the watch releases that's going on in Watchers and Wonders. A lot of people have reached out to me and have asked me exactly what a tourbillon is. If you do a quick Google search, a lot of people sometimes get a little confused. So I decided to do a quick synopsis of what a tourbillon is. So without further ado, let's get started. So a tourbillon is a complication on a mechanical watch that is designed to make it more accurate. A mechanical watch already has a complex system of gears, springs, and levers to keep time. But the biggest issue is that gravity weighs down on the balance wheel, etc., and causes the fluctuation in timing. So when you wear a mechanical watch, usually in different positions that your wrist is in, the gravity could affect it and make it lose or gain more time. So the tourbillon is part of this complex system that attempts to combat gravity in order to make it more accurate. So originally, it was invented by a watchmaker named Abraham Louis Breguet in 1795. So Abraham Louis Breguet, which is what we commonly know as the inventor of the Breguet hairspring, was a Swiss watchmaker who is considered one of the greatest of all times. So he invented the tourbillon in 1795 as a way to improve the accuracy of his pocket watches. Yes, for those of you who are asking, tourbillons were created first in pocket watches. So it was not created initially in wristwatches, but we were able to adapt it into the wristwatch. The tourbillon consists of a rotating cage. So if you see all these fancy Instagram and YouTube thumbnails or reels of a interesting looking cage with the balance wheel spinning in the middle of the movement or on the dial, that is what we would consider the tourbillon. So the tourbillon consists of a rotating cage, and it's important that the cage itself holds the movement's balance wheel, hairspring, and escapement. So these three are very, very crucial for the tourbillon to work. So the tourbillon consists of a rotating cage that holds the balance wheel, hairspring, and escapement. It's a small metal frame, and it holds these critical parts because these critical parts is what determines the timing and the accuracy of the timing. So the balance wheel is the part of the watch that oscillates back and forth. For those of you, when you see a mechanical watch, you should see this circular yellowish ring with a circular hairspring in the middle, and you see it oscillating back and forth, spinning back and forth. That's what we call the balance wheel. The hairspring is the spring that you see, or the circular coil that you see on top of this yellow wheel. And that helps regulate the balance wheel's movements. The escapement is what controls the release up from the mainspring, the gear train, and then into the balance wheel. So when you see the wheels of a watch underneath the train bridge, then you see they're always connected to a escapement that has a pallet fork. So the pallet fork is the wheel that looks like a fork, but with two rubies on the left and the right side. Hopefully I didn't lose you guys yet. I'm trying to completely explain this in a simple way. The balance wheel is part of the watch that oscillates back and forth, and the hairspring helps regulate its movement. So the hairspring is a very thin spring. It's attached to the balance wheel. It helps regulate the movement. By controlling the amount of energy that is transferred to the balance wheel, the hairspring helps keep the watch's movement consistent and accurate. Now, if we're taking the tourbillon out of this equation, when a regular mechanical watch, if you're wearing your watch on your wrist and you walk with it, it's a different gravitational pull on the hairspring than if you were to be typing with your hands. Because when you're typing with your hands, your wrist is palm down and your movement is dial up. So these different positions is what affects the accuracy of your watch. What the tourbillon does is it attempts to combat this difference in position by engaging the main important parts of the watch in this cage. Okay, so the escapement is part of the watch, controls the release of the energy from the mainspring to the balance wheel. The mainspring is a coiled spring. For those of you who don't know, the mainspring is essentially the power of the movement. The mainspring is a coiled spring that provides the energy needed to power the watch. So the escapement is part of the watch that controls the release of the energy from the mainspring, the balance wheel. Now, the rotating cage of the tourbillon counters the effects of gravity, because gravity can cause the watch's movement to be slightly off, and the rotating part of the tourbillon does this by changing the orientation of the movement relative to gravity. So by rotating the cage once per 60 seconds, the tourbillon helps to average out any irregularities in the watch's movement caused by gravity. So it's rotating completely once every minute. Once every 60 seconds, the tourbillon is rotating the entire time. And so there's no specific set position for the watch to lay in for gravity to take hold. So when it's rotating, it minimizes the effects of one specific position. So in theory, this makes the watch more accurate. So this is the gist of what a tourbillon is. So hopefully this brings some clarity to you guys. Before we end it, if you like what you listen to, please subscribe. Please give a follow. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear your opinions.